I thought that was vicious, but watched as Leandra rolled her eyes sideways in a suspicious way. We followed them and then looked back at the center of the table. A group of Boones was sitting where she had just looked. Beau Richardson was right in the middle of them.
Beau Richardson?
The words came out of Alex's mouth as if he were a ventriloquist. The only time his lips moved was on the B. He did a whole line of ventriloquism, grinning like a jack-o'-lantern.
I don't want to look like I'm saying his name because he's at the next table.
Beau Richardson was a big, tough Boone with enormous brown eyes that made him look insane. If he caught you staring at him, he would mouth off at you sometimes, depending on his mood. He bragged into the gossip channels that he had slashed more than 1,000 tires the year before, though we figured it was probably about 20, because he was also known for lying, exaggerating his conquests. Also, he would fight people, which is why he showed up in the principal's office a lot.
Well, yeah, Leandra breathed, while we all just sat there dumbfounded. Maybe one of those guys could have done it.
They could use some scrubbing up, Alex smirked.
A couple of them, but Sean Mathers especially, really did have bad skin. And they dressed way different than us. Our clothes were kind of loose, and theirs were all skin tight, like they had to show off their muscles. All these little differences used to seem so important, but now I wanted to figure out this note. I could see I wasn't about to get a word in edgewise by the way Alex was leaning forward and putting his hands up, like, stop.
No, no, forget the personal hygiene. That's nothing compared to the cars.
The girls laughed. That kept Alex rolling.
Ooh, gold fender, blue rusted door, engine of a bus. Tell me, why do they love to make noise? Do they actually think that a souped-up old car with no muffler is, like, sexy or something?
They think of no muffler the way we think of a Lexus,
Leandra giggled, then smacked her hand up to her mouth. She sighed.
You all are a bad influence on me. See how I'm gossiping? Every morning I make a deal with myself that I'm not going to talk evil about people. Somehow I never get past third period.
I laughed because it was true. Leandra's heart was in the right place, but her mouth could take off like it had a life of its own sometimes. By third period, she was just getting started some days.
Don't get Pentecostal on us before noon.
Renee kicked her under the table.
Ouch!
Leandra muttered, moving her legs away.
Don't be making fun of me.
What are you supposed to say about Beau Richardson?
Renee demanded.
That he's like Captain Deodorant with his crew of Zest Boys?